Basically, the biggest thing is this is a great day for everyone to come to the Capitol from all across agriculture just to bring their viewpoints and just show legislators the importance of agriculture, that it is the largest industry in the state of Illinois. And then while they're here, all the individuals go and meet with legislators and bring up several issues. Some of our big issues this year, one is legislation to bring about a change in the minimum wage. The agriculture community feels that Illinois' minimum wage is already high enough. We're the highest in our region, and we feel it's sufficient for the current marketplace. And if we keep down this path of raising business burdens like that, Illinois becomes an even less attractive industry place for businesses to come and grow. And so we'd like to see the minimum wage stay where it's at.
What other things do you see? What are you hearing from farmers even today?
Things we're hearing from farmers today, we're hearing a lot about proposed legislation to require mandatory labeling of GMO products. And we believe that the marketplace should be able to decide that. And if there is going to be labeling standards, it shouldn't be done in a hodgepodge way across state by state. It should be done on a national level. There are some efforts out in Washington being discussed that we're supportive of that would bring about some level ground for everyone to work from. And so that's one issue that's out there. There's some other issues. Of course, the state budget is a big crisis that's out there. We all know that the governor's going to have to roll out a budget proposal here in a couple weeks, and he's going to have to do it off of current revenues. And with the state income tax, temporary tax, going to sunset here in January, that's going to be a big hurdle of about $2.4 billion the General Assembly's going to have to wrap their hands around. And so we're just very concerned about what that impact will be on the Department of Agriculture and the programs that they've run. The department has done a decent job over the years of reducing its size and keeping its regulatory provisions running properly, but it's to a point where we just got to make sure we keep that balance so they can keep up their operations.
Just to clarify, finally, when it comes to GMO labeling, is that something that the Illinois Farm Bureau is actively opposing this spring and wants to not see get any further here in the General Assembly?
Yeah, we've met with Senator Kaler, the sponsor of that piece of legislation, expressed our concerns and opposition. He introduced the bill last year. It was Senate Bill 1666. He held a series of hearings over the fall and summer this past year, and we were present at all those, expressing our concerns with that legislation, and we would like to see that model not move through the state legislature.